Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn the Vav of Maseches Pesachim. The topics we will cover include whether animals or dough subject to the king's tax is considered to belong entirely to the Jew or the king has a share in it. This has ramifications for Chiv Becher and Chiv Chala. Situations in which a Jew has in his house chametz that belongs to a non-Jew. On the bottom of Amud Aleph, we learn the halacha that one only has to start concerning himself with chametz 30 days before Pesach. This leads to a discussion of how long before Yom Tov we should start learning the halachas of Yom Tov, and a discussion of the chronology of the parashas of the Torah. The daf concludes with a discussion of why somebody who has done bedikas chametz still is required to do bitl chametz. Some of the key terms and concepts we will discuss in today's daf include schiris kanya, is the idea that renting a place makes it as if it is yours. Mivdal bedili minei, we are less concerned that somebody will accidentally eat something that is always usher than we are that he will eat something that is sometimes usher, since he is already in the habit of staying away from things that are always usher. Shoylin v'doshin b'hilchas ha-Pesach, koydim ha-Pesach lamed yom. We should start asking about and learning the halachas of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Ein muktim ha-me'ucha b'tayr is the idea that the Torah is not written in chronological order. Klal prat. One of the 13 midos ha-Torah nidreshes behem is that when the Torah tells us a general term followed by a specific term, we assume that the general category only includes that specific item. Habaydik tzorch sheyevatel. Even though somebody has already done bedikas chametz, he still has to do bitl chametz.